Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday, and hello to the world out there. A big glad is Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And by the way, this show is dedicated to the memory and the honor of Milton the Guide Dog, who was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation last summer. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, running us this Wednesday night on four different channels. One of them is worldwide on the internet. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And you can get us on 35 on Verizon Files. And in 1997, the regular Manhattan channel, that's Wednesday night at 11. And also on RCN 84.
Yes.
So those are the channels, this Wednesday night at 11. And we'll give you that information again, of course.
How come it says 1997? I'm
during
looking at
the show.
It now.
I don't know, but you're interrupting me.
Sorry.
1997, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, the murder of a guide dog. Some people are very offended at that title, you know. But Manhattan doesn't seem to be offended. They processed it right away and are going to run it. I think the people that are offended are afraid of what the truth is. They don't want to admit it. I think that's what's happening. But
not only
we
that.
We intend to keep making this title known, and pretty soon it'll be up on YouTube. By the way, you can see the show local again this Thursday here on Long Island, channel 2930. All right, now what were you going to say?
No, I just remember. Don't worry about it. It wasn't important. I forgot.
I can't understand what you said.
I said I forgot.
The phone.
Is it better now?
Couldn't have been that important.
No.
All right.
We'll see. We'll come back.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And, you know, you can call in and talk about things you're mad about or glad about. 213-816-1650. And I bet a lot of people in Kansas City are glad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that the Chiefs won the game. A lot of disappointed people in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how sports events go. Somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose. So, me, it doesn't matter because I'm not a football fan. I think it's very boring.
We have fun. Yeah, it can be.
What?
It can be very boring.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Bunch of guys running with a ball, and gotta be careful you don't break your leg and all that stuff.
How about when the guy's heart stopped? That was really scary in the middle of the field.
Yes, it's violent.
It can be, yeah.
You know, it's absolutely violent to have stuff like that happen.
Yeah.
So that's not my kind of idea of fun or excitement.
Exactly.
You know. I went to the dentist today, and I was told that this new Medicaid thing is that the dentist accepts the payment. You know, so they gave me the cleaning and the X-rays, but then they have to get approval for the payment, you know, for the work, that is.
Right.
You know, I need a lot of work, so they have to get it approved.
Yeah,
and to me, the inner sight way of thinking, it's just another way of giving somebody something and then trying to take it away.
Nothing now. Yeah.
The whole thing is stupid.
It is.
You know, why do you have to approve something if you give it to the person and the person is disabled and the government owes us in so many different ways?
More than
going into the dental office, I noticed right away that there's a step there. And I'm thinking to myself, how does a person with a wheelchair get in here?
And I have to get to the dentist.
You know.
Yeah, that happened to a couple places I looked at, Frank.
Yeah. So you know, there it is right there. How they owe us, and they have to get approval. Approval for what? And I'm a guy who doesn't use medical. I don't make them spend a lot of money. I don't take drugs. I don't run to these doctors or hospitals. You know, they don't spend much money on me. So I've decided, and I'm going to make it public right here and now. If they don't approve my dental work, I'm going to fight them all the way.
I think you should.
I'm going to demand a hearing. And if they don't give it to me, I'm gonna put up a GoFundMe, and maybe people will donate it, and I'll embarrass the hell out of them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because this system has to change. This is absolutely ridiculous. You know, you pass a law, give somebody something, and then you got to get approval. A bunch of bull crap. Shouldn't need approval for that. It's there. You sanctified it. You passed it to approve.
Nothing really.
I mean, you know, what are you going to say? The doctor's wrong. I don't need that.
Maybe.
I'm going to fight
him
on it. I'll tell you that.
I think you
should. It really annoys the hell out of me that we have to live our lives like this.
Yeah.
You know? Approval. It's like the same damn thing when they want to put you in a nursing home.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't meet the criteria, they're not going to help you, what little help they give you, to stay out of the nursing home.
Okay.
And the only criteria should be that the person is disabled or elderly. And that's it, you know.
That's
anyway, it's a definite mad the way they operate with these
the whole
double
system
standards.
Like that, right?
What?
The whole system is like that.
Yeah, you're damn right, man.
I mean,
tired of it. I'm not gonna let them get away with it. They gave me the damn thing, and they sent me two letters that I can't even read.
Oh, jeez.
You know. So they picked the wrong guy. Let me tell you something, because I'll make a show about this in a minute and put it all over the internet.
That's true. I don't think it's the doctor's fault. I think it's Medicaid's fault, to be honest.
Well, damn Medicaid.
Yeah.
But I think the doctors and the dentists or to stand up with you if you're gonna fight it.
Yeah.
You know. And I'll find out if my dentist was I believe he's a disabled guy. He had a triple bypass.
Yeah.
And he almost lost one eye. He went blind in one eye.
Wow.
So, I don't know if he'll help me fight it, but I'll tell you one thing, I'll find out.
That's true.
You know,
how did he almost lose one eye? That's really strange.
I'm not taking this lying down.
I don't blame you.
I don't know, some kind of I think it was a partial stroke or something.
Oh,
they restored it, though. They restored his eyes.
Good. Yeah. Well, that was good.
All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. And brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. We thank her once again for the food for my guide dog.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon, if you want to check them out with the email. All right, we're brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? Call my buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. A good guy who helps people feed their animals. 631-484-3085. And we bless all the beautiful children of the world. Go an extra mile for a child. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all those children who have perished at the hands of evildoers. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. All right, don't forget. Inner Sight, around the world. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. And don't forget, May 19th, out here in Bellport, the Bellport Brewery Hall, the day for Milton. The first one of its kind, the first day, and we're I'm told by our promoter that it's just the beginning, that it'll serve as a prelude to other days around the country. So we're going to do it. We're not going to let the world forget that Milton was murdered, the guide dog. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy Tony Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Islip, New York. Islip Cleaners, another friend of ours. Suffolk Bus Corp. People who believe in Inner Sight and what we're doing. All right. Around the world. Let's see. Are you there? Co-host, engineer, you there? She went off the line. All right. We'll have to hold the Able News till later. And what else we got? Shelby's Kitchen. My friends over there, Tom and Michelle. Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York. Food. And you go over there and you'll undoubtedly notice memories of Milton and pictures and so on. So don't forget the event, May 19th. And you can watch the show on Milton Wednesday night. It'll be all over the internet. Manhattan Neighborhood Network.org. Go to the Spirit Channel, Channel 3. And you'll be able to see it. And we're on three different channels in Manhattan. You can also pick that up at MNN.org.
And when you're
all right, Inner Sight.
Excuse me, sorry.
Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Tom and Michelle. Shelby's Kitchen. Inner Sight around the world. You want to call in here? You're mad about something? Glad about something? Let us know what it is. 213-816-1650. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I
put up the... What?
I said I did have too much noise here. So I was, I took
a little Well, let's get the Able News up.
Okay.
Do the Able News. Able News on Intersight Live around the world.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Well, did you hear what happened in Canada? See, now nobody else has this news item but Intersight. They shot down another balloon.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
The balloons that went up there, this is like the third or fourth one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So Joe, president, who we love, took a trip to Canada, see, to inspect the balloon. And the reporters, you know, of course, are there with him. And they said, what's this all about, Mr. Biden? And Joe says, I don't know. We have to find out. We're going to get the joke on the test. We can't test them right now because it's too cold. And one reporter said, Mr. President, what happened to your voice? Well, they say the balloon contains helium.
Hey, he's so fast.
Joe's talking at the like he's a girl.
Yeah, of course he is.
And one guy says, is that you or is that your wife, Jill? That's me.
No.
Anyway, that's the latest from the Intersight Newsroom.
There you go.
All right, 213-816-1650. Helium.
Yeah. It's the helium in my lungs.
The politicians won't tell you what those balloons are about, so that's our speculation.
It's a weather balloon. They're
bunch of helium balloons.
Yeah, helium.
Anybody on the line?
No, not yet. Let me look again.
All right.
Hold on. Now there is. If she wants to put on to come in, she could. But
call her.
Right. Yeah, call her. It's
Hello,
oh,
call.
No, hold on. Let me put him through anyway. Hold on.
All right, Intersight. If you want to speak, just the one, and we'll try to get you in the queue. Intersight. Yeah, I got a mad, you know.
I'm mad
this guy
too.
Who you hear about him a lot in the news. He's a very wealthy guy, Musk, you know. Cited for moving contaminated hardware. They didn't say what it was. You know, could have been metal, some kind of metal or something. And, I guess the FBI, the Transportation Department, is investigating. I mean, with all his money, you'd think the guy would stay out of trouble. Well, what is he?
That's true.
What else does he want?
Who knows? I have a mad.
All right. What? You have a mad. Go
ahead. I have a mad. Yeah. I found out that the particular vaccination that I took from Pfizer is causing me the Bell's palsy in my face and ear. My ear is hurting me like hell.
That's
and
surprising.
Also, yeah, not surprising at all, but it's really hurting. So they also said that it gives heart problems. So I found out from one of my doctors that he had it. He's not taking the injection anymore because he got it, and he has to now, they're requiring him in the hospital that he works, that he take, you know, the vaccination. Well, he said, I'm not taking it. It's adverse to me. And it, I had the same exact symptoms.
They don't listen. They don't listen to these people who know.
No. Yeah. You know?
It's been all over the internet. It's all the doctors that are trying to get the point across, you know. It's been on the news, and people don't listen. You know what it is? People trust big institutions, right? Look what happened to Michelle with Milton.
Yep.
Because she trusted the school with her dog's life.
Mm-hmm.
Look what happened.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's not the best way to do things. Especially with no law.
That's right.
You know, the better way to do things is not, for the most part, doesn't exist anymore.
No.
You know, years ago, when somebody wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer or a carpenter, they would study with somebody else who was already doing that. It's called an apprenticeship.
Yeah.
That was a much better system. And then, and then people came along and figured out a way how they could make money. Did they give a damn about the quality of the care or what the person? No. They didn't give a damn about that. All they cared about was the money.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have all these jackass people who either don't know what the hell they're doing, don't want to know thing of what they're doing, don't want to be questioned learn new ways. And what's the result? People die, they get sick, they get holes in their heart, and all this crap.
That's what happened with this guy.
You
never had a
word. Well, I don't understand what you just said. Your phone really went quick.
Is that better?
No.
Oh, okay.
I can't understand what you're saying. Get closer to the phone.
Yeah,
no. No, I lost you altogether now.
No, I'm
but this
I'm
is. No, I can't hardly hear you. This is what's going on, you know. People should have a choice. See? You want to be a doctor or a lawyer? Would you rather go to school for all these years? I can't hear you. You're dying over there. Are you there? Hello? Dial back in. Do something about it. You know, you want to be a doctor or a lawyer or a carpenter or whatever, people should have a choice. You want to go to school all these years, or would you rather study with someone that you know is accomplished, you know, and learn that way? I think the latter is much better than the former. I really believe that. I mean, that's how I learned how to train guide dogs, through an apprenticeship. Schools where you can go. I don't think I'd give you 2 cents for them because they're not doing anything to license the guide dog schools. They should. They do a half-assed job. They'll teach a person how to train a dog, but what are they doing about to protect the dog or the blind person? That's got to be part of the whole thing. And they're not doing a damn thing about it. You know, you haven't heard of one school thus far come forward who teaches dog training, including service dog training. So how can you respect these organizations when they don't do things to change the way things are being done for the better, you know?
I'm here.
All right, Inner Sight. Who's on the line?
We have, I think, Lorraine. Isn't that her name, Lorraine or something?
I don't know.
Blank. Hold on, she's one of the ones who does the applause and stuff.
Oh, bring her in. Bring the caller in and we'll find out.
Okay, sorry.
Inner Sight Live, hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Oh.
Hi.
Is that Lorraine?
I think you were.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh.
I was right then, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
yeah.
get closer to the phone because I'm having trouble.
Okay.
Hearing.
I have my volume all the way up. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Now I can hear you better.
Okay.
Yeah, my volume
yeah.
is all the way up too.
So how you doing? I left a message on your phone because I told you MNN.com. It's MNN.org.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm going to remind everybody tomorrow anyway, you know, correct it.
MNN.org, okay.
Yeah, MNN.org. Everything else is the same. But
okay.
it's the dot org instead of com.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You want to put it out on Facebook or, you know, pass it around.
Oh,
greatly
I definitely will.
Wednesday night at 11, MNN.org. And you go on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3, and you'll get it on the internet, on your phone. Or if you're in Manhattan, you can get it, 1997 files, channel 35, and the other one on 84, RCN. There's three different channels.
Why
are
they
sure?
Frank, what? I think 1997. Might be RCN.
1997.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. And hey, Lorraine.
Yes.
I almost called you meringue.
Okay.
Lorraine, anything you're mad about or glad about?
Well, I am so glad. I'm glad that I had a very big surprise for me. Over the weekend, I think it was Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday. Cyan came into town.
Oh.
And,
huh.
Yeah, she's here with her husband and her two children.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah. I thought they were coming in April, but no, it was a big surprise. They just came early Saturday morning, and
nice.
I couldn't stop hugging her. Yeah.
Aww.
I could not stop hugging her.
Oh, you're glad to
hear.
That's good.
Yes, I'm. They're gonna be here for 2 weeks.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we
yeah.
get that letter for you.
Yeah, while she's here, and have
we
it printed.
We gotta get that letter straightened out.
Okay.
You know?
Thank you, bud.
Does she drive?
Yes, she does drive.
Oh. Well, I can arrange a television time. Would she drive you out here?
She could. I have to ask her.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I would have to ask.
I have to get, if I can get Michelle out here, too. You know.
Okay.
Michelle's closer, but she's on the island. But
right.
I'd like to do another show. You know, now
yes.
that we have the
okay.
date for Milton and everything.
But do you have the address yet?
No, but that's easy enough.
Not
it's
yet.
The Bellport
oh, okay.
Brewery, you know. I mean.
So we can look that up. Yeah, it can be looked up.
You can look it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes.
So, that's nice. That's good news.
Yes. And I have also two people, a good friend of mine, close friend of mine. He's a songwriter and a guitarist, and, of course, my daughter. So I told both of them, I said, y'all have until around May. So you have
yeah.
time to get something together.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they could write a song about Milton, you know?
Yes, because I was telling him, yeah, I was telling him of the story. He said, no, that's a good song right there. So I have
mm-hmm.
to go over with him again. Mhm.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, yes.
ladies and gentlemen, world, the noise in the background is coming from a hospital room. Just so you know.
Yeah, I won't submit to, you know, people saying, oh, you can't do your podcast. As long as it's not too overwhelming and Frank can handle it and he hears his voice well, that's all that matters to me. But if it isn't, I usually mute it because it gets overwhelming at times.
Wait a minute, I can hardly hear you. I can hardly hear what you're mumbling. What did they say? Somebody told you you can't do the podcast?
No, but sometimes I get looked, so I don't want to take a chance to. You know?
You get what?
Looks. You don't have to do a double take of what you're doing.
Oh,
you know,
well,
I could sort of see that.
What do you expect?
Yeah, exactly. I could sort of see that.
You're talking about things that they don't want to hear.
Exactly.
They don't
think I could see at all. That's why do people misconstrue legal blindness and blindness? I don't understand that either.
There's two differences.
Yes, there are. Very much so.
Difference. Yes, it is.
I don't think. Yeah, one is total without vision, and one is with vision, but very impaired.
That's right.
So,
yeah, the only way to know about that is to ask the person who's disabled.
Yes, it's true.
You know?
Which they
either
assume
they're afraid
that
to ask, or they're embarrassed,
exactly.
Or, you know, get over it, you know? I mean,
Get over it.
Just ask.
Somebody said they don't want to tell you, they don't want to tell you, period. Done.
Yeah, right. All
things done, you know?
Yeah.
People are so uptight.
Or they wave their hand in your face, not realizing you can feel the wind that they're doing from their hand waving.
Well, that's a form of that's condescending.
It is very condescending.
Yeah.
Can you see this? How many fingers do I have? Sometimes I really get obnoxious and I say 1,000 right in front of me. 1,000 fingers.
Okay.
Well, you know what I would say. You want to know how I can see? Don't come near me. Stand over there and I'll tell you.
Nah, that's
otherwise,
good.
Get out of here and leave
that's
me alone.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Frustrating. That's all that bothers.
Ain't nobody putting their hands on your face. You don't know where their hands have been.
I don't like that. No, I don't.
I don't like it either.
Hell no.
Mm-mm.
It's like somebody invading your space and privacy.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. You know, that's my space. How dare you, in the back of my mind, I'm saying, how dare you invade my space? You know?
Yes, yes.
And sometimes I say it, whoa, what do you think you're doing? Something like that.
Huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you could see that. I said, I didn't see it. I felt it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, people are so stupid sometimes. You know, they don't have common sense. A horse would know better.
Yeah, they would just stand there.
A horse
and
would know
them.
That you're blind.
That's
yeah,
fine.
They would.
They know.
And if you're sitting in the room, yes.
Yeah. Any animal I found.
And if you're sitting in the room, people don't think that you know that somebody came into the room.
That's right.
Yep. We know if somebody came into the room or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? You know,
it does become more astute, but mine hasn't because I have hearing loss, too. So it's like I feel sometimes like I'm in a bubble, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
These agencies don't do enough to educate people.
No, they don't. They need some. They really do.
They need a lot of it.
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It should be rude. Well, here's what, you know, they have a description of what rude is. Waving your hand in front of a blind person's face. That's rude.
That is. Very much so.
Very rude.
You know, my policy is never touch anybody unless you ask them. Is it all right?
That's right. That's even
that's
with everybody else,
me.
Too. That's me, too.
And
not
another
here
thing
in the
I'll
hospital.
Witness.
Yeah.
Yeah. And another thing that I bear witness to, when you the person is in front of you or in a, they're saying, can you see what I'm doing? They're yelling. They're just,
like
I tell him, I'm not deaf. I can't see well. I'm telling you.
I know that feeling.
Oh,
he screams so loud, I can't hear them.
Yes. It's like, come on, you know, everybody outside in the street can hear you.
That's right.
Then you got the other people who will try to talk to a deaf person where the person can't see their lips.
Right.
Right.
Another form of stupidity.
Yeah. Or they scream. People don't realize screaming distorts the spoken word. So if you're just like, yeah, it distorts it for me big time. And I go, don't scream. Just talk a little louder. That's what you need to do. You know, people don't get that part.
Yeah.
Like screaming. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
If somebody screamed in my ear right about now, I think I would punch him because I have pain from the bells closing in my ear right now. It's such a bad earache. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a really, really bad earache.
Right.
You know, and if somebody screamed that, I think it would be an automatic punch. And not violent, but don't scream if I'm telling you not to. You know, my ear.
That's right.
Yeah, well, you should be taking a lot of vitamin C for that.
Yeah. I better do something.
The idiots, you know, they
told me it's
a
virus. I'm thinking of getting my oil of oregano, my apple cider vinegar, and a little bit of multivitamin and together and just, you know, use that for the time being because all I know is my ears are ready to pop off. It hurts so much, you know. I don't know what to do about it. I put the heat on it. Didn't work. I don't know what to do.
Oh, look it up on the Gary Knowles website or Dr. Lou. Or they'll tell you what to do.
Yeah, I'll look.
Yeah.
That's a man. To me. You know.
All right, Inner Sight. Let's see. Tomorrow night is open mic. You can talk about anything you want. Remember, every show we do from now on is dedicated to the honor and the memory of Milton, the guide dog who was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation last summer. Wednesday night is our nursing home show, and the theme is going to be that the nursing homes and the hospitals should be fighting to get the home health aides into their facilities as part of the healing process for the person. Because you can't heal right if you're struggling with the simplest little thing, like getting into the bathroom or taking a shower or whatever it may be, you know. You got to feel good about yourself to get well.
In a hospital, they don't give you a shower. You have a shower, but you need the doctor's permission. You know, mostly I think that's a CYA, if you know what I'm saying. You know, in case something happens. Yeah.
I mean, it's insulting. It's degrading.
Yeah.
You know, and it's insulting to stand by, you know, and get a big ass salary, while the patient is struggling. When the home health aide should be there to help them.
That's right. That's right.
Think about it.
The money's there, and I don't think people really understand that part. Just think of a bank account able to pay for only your home care. All right? Well, that bank account, no matter what you do, is always going to be there, unless there's a major destruction of the economy. But for all intents and purposes, it's going to be there for you. So you go into a hospital, you're under observation, you could still have the aid. But once that observation period finishes, you can't have the aid anymore. And that, to me, is the most stupidest thing.
That's when you need it the most.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, when they put you in a room and you can't get in the bathroom and...
Yeah, that's what happened here. I can't get into the bathroom. I can't move about the room. They didn't give me a portable wheelchair. Nothing, nothing, nothing. I have to get, you know, I want to see if that's, you know, I have to know
the
if
law
it's on
is
the
not
ADA.
Strong enough. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
More severe.
Every room
then
here
people wouldn't
doesn't
do
have accessibility. That's right.
If they knew, both the nursing homes and the hospitals, if they knew they could be brought up on charges for not allowing your home health aide in, you'd see how damn ass fast they would have the
mm-hmm.
home health aide there.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
You know, to protect people the way everybody else is protected.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that's the show for Wednesday, and Thursday's show is about Milton. Why is there a day for Milton?
Exactly.
You know, we'll explain. I'm going to see if I can get maybe Ira to call in for a few minutes, and we'll see.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And of course, Friday is the funnies.
Yes.
Yep.
You know,
okay.
Goof all
like
around
it.
Here.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, I have another prop, too.
Uh-oh, what is it?
Yes, I see. Hello, Susan.
What the hell? What is that?
She said, hello, Susan. It's like an echo maker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello,
Susan.
How are you
doing
tonight? Who is that? Is that you or is that the computer?
That's me. No,
that's
a voice changing microphone.
Yeah, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You have a reverb.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She does. Uh-huh.
Reverb. Well, how do you do that, on your computer?
No, I just hold it in my hand. It's a handheld microphone.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
It has like four different voices.
Oh, that's
it works
cool.
By battery?
Uh-huh.
No, I think it does, or it charges up. It's rechargeable.
Oh, it's
rechargeable, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you buy that,
Lorraine?
Bought it off of Amazon.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
It's got reverb on it.
Yeah, I like that.
Is it heavy?
No, it's light.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's light. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of getting myself a very small amp with like $20, Frank. And I heard this amp, you could put it in a large area, and it's, you know, a small little device, but in a large area, I guess the echo helps, you know, the ceilings and stuff in a large area. So it amplifies it even more. And you still hear things crisply. I watched the video of the demonstration of it on Amazon, and I was looking, I can't remember. I got to get the name for you. See if it's a decent mic that I could use in the mall when I, you know, go.
Oh,
well, you got to make sure it's going to work on the blog if you're going to use it on the show. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I know. I have two mics at home now.
Ah.
Yeah, but one I got to play around with. I just got it. So it's a good one, too. Yeah.
All right. In a sight. 213-816-1650, Mayor of Glad Monday, anything you mad about or glad about, and they had a thing on the news about there have never been so many rocket ships going up. You know, maybe that's where those balloons are coming from, one of the rocket ships. Who knows?
I won't doubt it.
But all these rocket ships that are going up,
like,
and you know that
what
goes up must come down, you know.
That's true. Yeah.
Now, how much pollution is released from each device?
Oh, a lot.
You know, that they're putting up there.
It
you know,
rocket
ship, you got to use fuel, and you got to use all kinds of materials, and a lot of it, I'm sure, is toxic.
Yeah.
Well, look at all the problems they're causing.
That's right.
Why?
To me,
because of greed.
Like, I'm sorry.
Greed. That's all it is.
That's all it is, yeah. They look like weather balloons, Frank. They really do. But I don't know if the weather balloons had drones on them. The, you know, who knows what they had. But I know that they're really, you know, that they look.
Well, that
just
could
like
be what these balloons are.
That's right. Weather balloons. Yeah, they look like them too.
Filled with what?
Yeah.
With gas.
That's probably helium.
To get at.
Yeah, probably helium.
Yeah.
Were you going to say, Lorraine?
No, I was thinking about these big balloons that they have. I mean, you could put anything in them,
mm-hmm.
anything in the top
right.
part of the balloon, and when it gets shot down, it could also
mm-hmm.
release something in the atmosphere, too.
That's right.
Whether it could be
sure.
inside
or in
of
the
it.
Water.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It could be come from the balloon itself. Not, I mean, the basket part of the balloon that could be released and let, you know, pour down, or either could be shot from the balloon itself and be released.
That's right.
Yes, it could.
845 New York,
ways.
Inner sight. Yeah, you know, very dangerous. And
that is.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the part of these companies or people that are doing this.
Yes. Cameras.
I think the whole thing ought to be outlawed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Sadly, I wish that
yeah,
it was
somebody
came.
Else said that
outlawed.
On the news. I forget who it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess
you
know, they probably thought that people wouldn't think it to be suspect that they're using a balloon.
Mm-hmm.
But oh no, anything is possible to anybody they can
anything.
Use.
Anything, yeah.
The most unlikely thing that they could use, that people won't even think they could use. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Sad. I just, you know,
yes,
I can't
is.
Believe that. It's very sad that people need to, you know, investigate another country. Meanwhile, they know all about it through their intelligence, you know, their naval intelligence and all their armed forces
yeah.
intelligence. It's just that, you know, I sit there and I shake my head saying, now, what is this world coming to?
Mm-hmm.
I sit and then
yeah.
I laugh at myself and I say, I sound like my grandma. You know?
What in the hell is this world coming to?
Coming to.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. In a sight, let me remind everyone, May 19th, a day for Milton, the guide dog who was killed at the guide dog school. May 19th at the Belport Brewery Hall in Belport, New York, and we'll get the address as soon as we can find it. Maybe can you look that up, the Belport Brewery Hall, get the address?
Yeah, I can. I'll try. Let me see.
Somebody look that up.
Mm-hmm.
May 19th, and Manhattan Neighborhood Network running the show. They said I could run it for a whole month if I want to.
Oh.
So check it out Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. You go to MNN.org, and you put in the Spirit Channel, Channel 3, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. And you can get it all over the internet or local if you're in Manhattan. You have Manhattan Cable. See it on 1997, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. You can also see it on Verizon Files. That's channel 35 or the RCN, channel 84. So you got three different channels there. All right. ManhattanNeighborhoodNetwork.org will give you all that information for the program, The Murder of a Guide Dog. All right. Anybody find the Belport Brewery? Hello?
Okay, I got it.
You got it?
Found
okay.
it?
14 Station Road, Belport, New York.
14 what?
Station.
Okay,
station, like railroad station?
Correct. Station Road. Let me look at its road. Hold on, I want to make sure. I think it is
14 Station Road.
Yeah, Belport, New York.
Belport.
No.
Sounds like it's near the railroad, but who knows?
It is. Yeah.
Very great. Yeah. No.
14 Station Road, Belport, New York.
Yeah.
May 19th.
14 Station Road.
From 11 to 2.
Belport, New York, May 19th.
Right.
Yeah.
If I got
correct.
That right.
Let me take one last look to make sure I'm right.
Dave from
okay, hold on.
Yeah. All right, Inner Sight, Matt or Glad Monday. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And, you know, so many people are really outraged over what happened to Milton, and they can come together
okay.
with us.
Yes, that's correct.
On May 19th. What?
Yeah, correct. That's correct. 14 Station Road, Belport, New York.
Well, what's the zip code on that?
Belport,
zip code?
I'll get it for you. Hold on.
Wait, no.
I was gonna. I think it's 11713.
Belport, New York.
Zip
station
code.
Sorry.
Station Road.
Yeah, I think it's 117. Right, 11713. But I'll look at the 13.
11713.
Yeah, hold on. Let me look.
Okay.
11713. 14. Station
yes.
Road. That's
correct. 11713.
11713.
All right.
Right. Okay. Mhm.
Great. No.
Yeah. 11713.
Hoping to have a big turnout for Milton's day.
Could you try again? Very creative.
You know, I'm sure I'd like to see all the politicians come out
11713.
Say something about Milton and do something. Not just say something,
that's
but
good.
Do something.
Do something. Yeah, exactly.
Start talk
a program
is cheap.
With us. Yeah, talk is very cheap. Start a program with us that, you know, you phase in licensed and bonded and everything, you know, having to do with the guide dog schools and make sure that it's implemented. That's the
because thing. I know that I'm going to say something about them.
Oh,
yeah.
Believe me, you. If it comes to pass, I will be saying something too.
So,
you know,
we're hoping to get the politicians to at least draft a law, something
mm-hmm.
we can work with.
That's right.
You know, that's what we need.
I think the death.
We've been saying this for years, and now look at the tragedy that happened.
Yeah, I know. The death of poor Milton, you know, if I were to say anything that describes it to me, is pure sadness. Absolutely pure sadness. You know, I wish it never happened. That's how I feel about it.
Well, we're going to talk about service dogs and what they mean to people. And
exactly.
Had somebody tell me today
mm-hmm.
that she witnessed a service dog trained for someone who couldn't use their hand, you know, and this dog
right.
was trained so good that the dog was able to remove the person's shoes.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
You know?
That is.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to it. A meaning. You know.
That's meaningful right there.
It also
that
helped.
Is.
It also helped this person to get undressed and to get dressed.
That's, wow. That's good.
Dogs are smart. You can teach
yes,
a dog to do that.
You know, the dogs have a certain vocabulary. Believe it or not, I was watching this thing, and it wasn't like anything that could be faked or anything. The dog was learning different words on what, you know, you ever see that stapler that they have that, you know, you could just press it on staples, the store for the, you know, all these stuff. They had the stapler that looks like a big red button, and they had a whole bunch of these, quote, staplers. And she would ask the dog a question, she had to train the dog to do all this. And the dog would say, can we go out? And she'd say, no, we can't go out. And then the next time around, can we go out again? The dog asks. And says, only if you eat all your food. And then the dog takes its head and puts it between its paw and bends down like trying to hide behind its paw, like he didn't eat all his food. It was so cute online.
Oh.
So I was like, you remember that?
Yeah, you can also train dogs in different languages.
That's right.
Yes,
right.
You can.
Yeah,
you know,
I love dogs. Dogs
train
are
them to,
beautiful.
You can train them to understand German or French or Italian, whatever,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you
Spanish,
speak.
Yep.
Yeah. They're very versatile.
So,
they said that they could know 250 words, but I think it's more. I really do. That woman was teaching this dog, and this dog was exceptional with it and was persistent, too. I was laughing when the dog said, no, I want to go out. I'm like sitting there, the dog's really insisting. like a little kid.
Well, maybe
so
it had
cute.
To go out.
That's it. That's what it was.
Oh.
Yeah, but the dog can tell her when they have to go out, when they're hungry, when they're doing this, that, and the other thing. I'm sitting there amazed. That's all I could say when you
that
have a smart
amazing.
Dog like that. It is
yes.
amazing, yeah. You're asking it, and it's telling you right then and there on the button.
You get anybody who looked at the tweet that you sent out?
Well, let me look. Yeah, hold on.
Just curious. I mean, we're going to be sending it out
again
all the time now.
Yeah, I like that tweet. It's nice and easy to remember. You know, I like when
I didn't hear what you said. Can you read it? Read it for
I
us.
I said, yeah. How many people? Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, I didn't read it. Let's hear what it says.
Impressions, like around, let's see. Let me open the right one. I have so many of them right now. Hold on. Okay, here it is. Impressions 17. That's not bad, Frank.
Are we talking about the right tweet?
Yeah, Milton.
Huh?
Yeah.
The one about Milton. Yeah.
Yeah. What did you write? Let's hear it.
I said, hold on. Let me get to the page again. I said that about Milton, the guide dog, and hold on, I don't think this is it. Give me a second.
It doesn't sound like the right one.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Not the latest one.
No, it
is. Where they can see the show on Manhattan. Did you send it out?
Right, yeah, and I put it, I said Spirit Channel. I said the, 1997 for RCN. And then another one, the Fios, the 35. But why did, I put something to the fact that, well, I don't think this is right. Why did they kill my guide dog? But I think that's wrong. Right?
I don't know. I can't understand what you're talking about. But
I
anyway,
said,
we'll
why
have
did
to...
they kill my guide dog? Something to that effect. I'm trying to find
I don't know
it.
What
on.
That is. Where'd that come from? All right, we're
no,
out of time. We'll be with you tomorrow night. We'll clear up this tweet thing. And I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank you for calling in, Lorraine, all our listeners.
You're welcome.
Sorry about
Inner Sight means freedom, advocate for the disabled. 631-224-3090. And don't forget, Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network .org and the show on the internet. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel goes all over the world. Wednesday night, 11 o'clock. Check out the show. Thank you. Inner Sight around the world. See you tomorrow night on the open mic. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Enjoy your evening. Okay.
You too. Good night, everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.